Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? You just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, the most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born talent events. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in. This is our 132nd show, and I just want to thank you so much. We've interviewed over 270 people, and we have about 10,000 in listenership in the past 7 years. So I just stopped counting, but I just thank God that I've been given this platform and this opportunity in hopes that I can bless someone and encourage and inspire someone. And I have truly been blessed and inspired myself. We're going to have an awesome speaker on tonight, and her name is Lala Middleton. She'll be calling in, and she's going to tell us how to live life on purpose. And I'm looking forward to meeting her in person. She has an event that she's going to be hosting coming up this Saturday in New Haven at Love Christian Fellowship. So I want everybody to prepare, come out and bless this woman, attend the event so you can get something out of it and learn how to live your life on purpose. So I'm going to get right into it because the name of our show is Living Life on Purpose. And I want to go into John 10:10. It says, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Jeremiah 29:11. Now, I just want to say something about this scripture. A woman last year at a vet cookout that was taking place in Stanford, and I went to attend that, and we stayed all night long after enjoying and celebrating and having fun with everyone. Me and my mother, you know, she was out dancing me. She was on that dance floor, and we just couldn't stop dancing all night. And I encountered a woman that I'd known growing up, but I never had the opportunity to sit down and talk with her, Michelle Latham. And she said some really sweet words of encouragement that just stuck in my heart. And it came from Jeremiah 11. She said, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." And she started singing to me. And, Lord, it just blessed my soul. And that's something that I will never forget. You know, sometimes it's not banging scriptures into people's heads. It's just showing some love and some compassion and sharing your story of how you got through. that sometimes that's all a person really needs, or possibly maybe the person just needs just, you know, something monetary, or they need food, or they need a place to live. You don't know what a lot of people are going through during this season and this time. So I just want to thank God for being able to do this show. And I declare and decree by the blood of Jesus that no weapon formed against it shall prosper. I'm going to get into Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. And that is coming from Philippians 3:13. Now I'm going to play a little bit of music. We will be having Lala on soon. And I'm going to play a little bit of Lady I Love You by O'Brien. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Just listen to that, and I'll be coming back on.
And I think it's a couple of years, just got married. And a special shout out to you in the back. You know who I'm talking to. Could you please stand for me? All right, congratulations. All right, all right. Well, I wonder if you know you've been on my mind. It's true.
I'm back. I just want to thank everybody for tuning back in to Talk to Me. This is Talk to Me, Minister Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough, and I just want to give you some information regarding my books. And I'm going to get back into a little bit of scripture. I'm having a little technical difficulties here, so I'm trying to work it all in. But in any case, I do have some books that have been published on paperback, Name Brand Shoes, and Can A Sister Get Some Love. Name Brand Shoes is $15. Can A Sister Get Some Love is $20. And also my author, June West, she wrote 9 months, 3 days, and 28 minutes, and In the Eyes of the Enemy. I will be having a couple of books for order and having a table at Lala Middleton's event coming up this Saturday in New Haven at the Love Christian Fellowship. So tickets are $25. I do know that you can get them on Eventbrite. The event is from 5 to 9 o'clock. So let's get back into some of the scriptures that we have here. It says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. And so we're talking about how to have a blessed and good life. So the only thing that I can tell you is to keep striving and pushing. You know, give yourself to Christ. It's already hard enough out here not having him a part of your life and in your life. And nothing happens going to happen overnight, but you just keep working towards it. And yes, things will begin to manifest and open up. And one thing I know that when the enemy is coming strong against me, I know that my blessing is right around the corner. I know that my blessing, open doors are getting ready to open up. The light is getting ready to shine. I know that things are about to turn around and when the heat is turned up. So I just want to encourage somebody. I know it's hard. Believe me, if you knew my whole testimony and my life story, you would not believe what you wouldn't even believe it. First of all, you think I made my whole life up. But in any case, one day there will be that opportunity for me to have it all written down and my future goals of what I want to do with that. But I just want to encourage somebody on tonight. I'm going to go to Philippians 4:19. And it says, "And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." So that is Philippians 4:19. You can go to the Bible and you can try to get around some good people that are encouraging you, that love you, that want to see the best in you, that want to bring out the best in you, that have been through something and know something and know, you know, have a relationship with God and can push you further. There's nothing worse than already being in a bad predicament and then to be around people who are not healthy and who are not loved or feel loved and know how to show love and, you know, tear you down or whatever it may be that's going on or that's negativity. It's nothing worse than that. So my advice is to try to get around people that love you and that want, that have been there and have been somewhere and they're going somewhere. They're striving to be better and they're on their purpose and their plan for their life. I'm going to read her bio before she even calls in because once she calls in, I want to go straight into the conversation. LaShawn Lala Middleton is a life coach, inspirational speaker, author, and entrepreneur specializing in transitional coaching for people who are experiencing difficulties and living a stagnant life. Like you, Lala has experienced the valleys of life, but she has found value in each of them. Entrepreneurship is also a part of Lala's makeup. She is a successful businesswoman who owns and operates her own businesses since 1993. "Stop just existing and start living today," says Lala. She believes that life is a gift to us from God, and what we do with our lives is our gift back to Him. Amen for that. And I know she's going to be ministering, and there's going to be some other speakers at this event at the Love Christian Fellowship. And I'm going to plug her in right now. Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
I am doing well, and yourself?
Yes, I have pushed. You don't know what I went through to get this show, to make this happen. Even right now, as we are speaking, I've been trying to get blocked from doing this show. So I know you have something to tell us on today that is worthwhile of hearing, and that's going to push us into our purpose.
Yes, definitely. Not only have you been blocked, I have not been feeling well all day long. I have been under the weather. So I know that this weekend is going to be phenomenal, phenomenal. Thank you so much for that introduction. Oh, there is a king in you. I
yes.
think we as a people do not realize that there's a king in us, and we have moved away from what our purpose is and why we came to earth. So this weekend, we're having this empowerment. We're coming all the way to Connecticut. Yay, I get excited each and every day.
Yes.
But we are having empowerment to remind you all and to also notify the ones who do not know that there is a king in them. I will be speaking from the aspect of there is a king in you. Coretta Meredith Farrar, who is a speaker but also my business partner, will be speaking about finances and how to manage your finances as a king, as a queen, as royalty. And Tanisha Akinoloyal, who is actually, she resides in Connecticut, is going to be speaking to the women from the beauty side of it. Because if we royalty, we have to act like royalty. We have to think like royalty. We have to dress like royalty. We spend our money as royalty. We are royal
yes.
citizens. We live from heaven down. We don't live from earth up to heaven. So if we're kingdom citizens, we have to walk in our kingdomship. We have to take dominion and authority over what he's given us and not be here residing as squatters, but residing with authority as a resident, as a citizen of the earth. So I'm
really excited
about what God is going to do on this weekend. I know that it's going to be phenomenal. Each and every
yes.
day as we get closer, I get excited.
And I am excited to meet you in person. And, you know, my friend, she connected me to you, and I was expressing to her. I said, look, girl, I need to sell my books. I just published these. I've been an author since 2002, but I just republished some books that I had as ebooks. And she was telling me all about you and how you just came up and the things that you have done. Can you please share with the audience, how did you get yourself to live on purpose?
Wow. I think one day there's something in us that actually comes alive. You know how we get to that place where we feel like there's just so much more to life than
yes.
what's actually going on in our lives. And we just don't know how to find our purpose. And I believe that my purpose was actually birthed out of me doing a radio show here on WGIV 103.3 FM here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
And the name of the show
uh-huh.
is called Living Life on Purpose with Lala. I asked God for the name, and he gave me the name Living Life on Purpose. And as I began to walk in my purpose, because that was the start of it all, he began to allow me to live my life on purpose. So from that radio show was birthed a book, which is called Authentically Living Life on Purpose. From that book, I do these women's empowerment. I coach people. I actually teach people how to find their purpose, because for some reason we get in this grind of everyday living, like we're a little gerbil or hamster on a wheel, and we actually forget that we're here and we're supposed to be living instead of just existing. So we get into the grind of let's get up in the morning, get ready for work, get the kids ready, make sure the hubby's ready, go to work, come home, cook dinner, get the kids ready for bed, go to bed, start over, do the same thing again the next day. So our life becomes repetitious where we're no longer living. So if you
right.
know, like I know for me, going to a job every day, not saying that everyone is supposed to be at a job, but it wasn't what I was supposed to be doing because I was in a very uncomfortable space. And I knew that there was so much more to life. So I had to find out what it was. And for me, that meant entrepreneurship. That means starting a business. But there's steps to starting a business. A lot of us jump out ahead of our calling and we fail and we don't understand why. But there's steps to entrepreneurship. There's steps to being a business owner. And what I do is I teach people from my mistakes, because I made
right.
mistakes. I've been the one to step
mm-hmm.
out there and say, I heard God say, and I did hear him say, I just didn't move when it was time to move. I wasn't still when it was time to be still. So there's actually experience, or value, I should say, in every valley. So what I do is I help people not make those mistakes and do it the correct way.
Right, right. And I think that's an excellent thing, because I, like for myself, I've been an entrepreneur ever since I was little. I always was trying to figure out some type of plan or business or coordinating something from the time I was little. And, you know, trying to make business plans at the age of 17. And I hadn't
wow.
even gone to college. I hadn't done anything. But I knew that there was something more. And what I was always told, you know, by meeting certain people who have done it, was whatever your passion is and whatever you're good at and you're gifted, that's where your purpose will be. And so I got confused along the way before I started doing Diamonds in the Rough, because I had so many gifts, so I didn't know what was supposed to be the purpose or the destiny.
Right.
So what do you say to people like that when they have so much inside of them? They may not know which direction to even take.
Well, what I tell people is you have to start with one, because you don't want to be so busy that you're not productive and you're casting your pearls among swine. And the reason I say that is because I've been that person. Well, you know what? Let me do mortgages over here. Let me do hair over here. I can be a virtual thing over here. But you're so busy because you do have the gifts. But what happens is that you're not really an expert at anything. You understand what I'm saying? You're like a jack of all trades, expert of none. So you're not really capitalizing on any of them because you're not giving your all. And when you do something, you have to give your all. Get that one stream of income flowing, and then once that's up and it's running for you, and then now you move on to the next one, because God is a God of order. So he's not going to have you like you're schizophrenic doing every single thing.
Exactly.
Because
you have those
gifts and those talents. And that's where a lot of
absolutely.
Us, you know, we get confused because, well, I'm good at hair. Well, I'm good at, you know, this. Well, I can help her over there. But what happens is that you're not an expert in the field. Yes, you can do it. You may be entry level. You may be even at 101 or 102 level, 101 or 102, but you haven't mastered the craft. And so people get having multiple streams of income confused with having all these different talents. And I'm not saying that you can't have more than one talent, you can't have more than one business, but you want to be productive. You want to have income coming from it. Just because
absolutely.
You're good at something doesn't mean that you should be doing it.
Yes, and that's what I always say, you know, letting people know when you have a purpose, there you go after it. But when you're spreading yourself so thin across the board, you're no good to nobody nor yourself, because you're wore out. How can you be effective when you're ministering? And, you know, for me, I try to get a lot of education with everything that I do. You know, I'm certified by the state 6 times, have a master's, gone through so many different programs and ministry, this, that, you know, to try to get more, because I didn't have nobody to teach me and to support me. What do you say to those people out there that they have something, but they need direction?
If you need direction, you need a mentor. And a lot of times people don't want to invest in themselves in order to get a mentor. And let's say you're that person that does not want to invest in yourself to get a mentor. Well, now we have what's called the World Wide Web. So anything and anyone that you need is available to you through the World Wide Web. We have Google. We actually have YouTube. There are so many people who are experts in the area of your expertise that you can actually study under them. Traveling is not always getting on a plane, a bus, or a train and going somewhere. Sometimes it's just reading or listening to an audio book and still getting the same experience. But I definitely say find someone who is an expert in your field or in what it is that you want to do and get up under them and go with it, definitely.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I know I'm the producer of McDonald's Gospel Fest. Many years ago when I first got involved, and because I sing with the choir, but I didn't sing this year, unfortunately, it broke my heart, but he told me, go for everything, don't just stop, because if you have multiple gifts, you need to utilize them all. Don't let someone put you into a box. How do you feel about that? You know, because we have a lot of people in the church, you know, they figure if you come in, you know, the first 2 years that you're here and you're helping out with this ministry, even not in the church, even outside of the church, that we evolve, we grow. So things change, you know what I'm saying? And you may have grown into something different, or you may have developed a whole brand new talent. Like I said, in the Bible, in Matthew, about the 5 talents, he turned them into 10. The one talent turned into 10. So, you know, and the one who took his 1 talent and buried it.
Right. Well, the first thing I want to address that you spoke about was the box, when people put you in a box. First of all, what's the box? Sometimes we as people, we put ourselves in a box. There is no box. That's the one thing that we have to mentally realize in our minds that there is no box. God is not even in a box. He's God of the universe.
Yes.
He's a big, great God. So if you're made in his image, what makes you not a big, great, made in his image God? Because he made in his image. He said greater works. Jesus said greater works than me shall you do. There is no box. Get away from small-minded thinking. Get away from thinking that there is a box. And, yes, your purpose will change. Just because you start out doing one thing doesn't mean that that's your purpose for the rest of your life. Yes,
absolutely.
God is the same today,
thank you,
yesterday, and forevermore, but he's an ever-changing God.
Yes.
And don't allow people, instead of God, to tell you what your purpose is. That's why we should have relationship versus religion. Because when you have a relationship, nobody can't tell you and go against what it is that you know that God told you. When you have religion, then you listen to man because your relationship is with man. But when you have
man.
Relationship, you have him.
And I believe, too, it's all a risk. When you are an entrepreneur, like they said, CEOs, sometimes they fail, you know, multiple times before they get where they're going and before they're successful and productive at what they do. So I don't think that just because one venture fails for a person that you should give up. You know, that taught you something. So just we're running out of time. Give us your last, something you want us to leave with, and also let us know about this event real quick and where they can find your information at.
Okay, well, the only failure is in no longer trying, and I have a message called Failure Way to Success. Everybody's not an overnight sensation or overnight wonder. I've done this many a times and have failed, but you can't give up. That's the only failure. And I pray and hope that I can see you guys this Saturday for the There is a King in Me Empowerment Conference at the Christian Love Center in New Haven on 150 Derby Avenue. We're going to have phenomenal speakers. We have our sponsor, who's Curls.biz, which they specialize in natural hair care products. We'll have a couple of vendors there. Sherry, you're actually one of them. She's coming from North Carolina. The food is phenomenal.
Yes.
The people are going to be phenomenal. I have a couple of other surprises in store for you, as well as we have giveaways. So Connecticut, we are coming, and we are coming to take over. We are coming to give you a word like never before. And I just want to leave this with you. Some of us believe in only certain parts of the Bible and not in others, that being royalty or having money or living a good life is a bad thing. But God said, I come so that you may have life and life more abundantly. Yes, he does mean a spiritual life. Yes, he does mean going back with him. But he also means while you're here on this earth, Genesis 1:26 said that he came to give you dominion over every single thing. So I hope to see you there, because this message, I'm going to expound even the more. And I'm not only talking about this, I'm living it. And most people are charging $5,000 and $10,000, or they ain't giving it to you what I'm going to give you on Saturday evening. So I hope to see everybody in the house. I'm excited.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you, allowing me to come and be a part of this. And, you know, I'm just trying to get my foot back out there as far as the author. I've been focused on Diamonds in the Rough for the past 15 years. So I kind of put my personal, you know, desires to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping and praying, you know, that this will be something that will help and open up doors. And also I want to be able to partake in what is happening, because I know I'm going to be leaving inspired and empowered. And I thank you so much, and I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Yes.
See you Saturday.
Amen, amen. Have a good day. All right. Bye-bye. There you have it. There you have it. That was Lala Middleton, Living Life on Purpose. You can actually go to her website and look her up yourself. And it's livinglifewithlala.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go to amazon.com/author/Sheree Humphrey to order books online. If you're out of state, if you're in the Fairfield County area, call me up so you can get them directly from me once they're ordered. Or you can attend this event this Saturday, come out and support her, Lala, and all the speakers there, and also to come out and support me as well. Thank you so much. Also, my KC Entertainment author, June West, another book out, In the Eyes of the Enemy. So there's name brand shoes, Can a Sister Get Some Love, and then June West, 9 months, 3 days, 28 minutes, and In the Eyes of the Enemy. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to make a contribution and God lays it on your heart for Diamonds in the Rough for this particular broadcast, please go to the show page. All the information is up there. And, you know, if whatever you're able to do is appreciated, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Send this link to somebody so that they may listen to it and they may be able to connect with Lala and be a part of this event. I do know the tickets is $25 and you can get them on Eventbrite, but connect with her. And I will be talking to you soon. In 2 more weeks, we will be having another broadcast on. Tune back in. Thank you so much.
Love you.